Welcome to the U.S. Politics Daily Brief. I'm your host, A.I. Michelle. Here are our top stories today. First, the United States moves ahead on tariffs with investigations into computer chips and pharmaceuticals. Second, the White House proposes drastic cuts to State Department funding for the United Nations, North Atlantic Treaty Organization, and other groups. Third, Vance allies are set to flex antitrust muscle against big tech. Finally, Trump, Biden, and Obama administration officials gathered to discuss United States security at a Texas summit. U.S. moves ahead on tariffs with investigations into computer chips and pharmaceuticals. The Trump administration is taking steps to impose more tariffs on key imports by launching investigations into computer chips, chip-making equipment, and pharmaceuticals. The Department of Commerce is seeking public comment within 3 weeks on these probes, which were posted on the Federal Register without prior formal announcement. This move follows President Donald Trump's pause on most major tariff hikes last week, except those for imports from China. The Department of Commerce's investigation focuses on how imports of computer chips and related products affect national security. This includes assessing the potential for domestic production to meet demand and the role of foreign manufacturing in this supply chain. The inquiry is grounded in Section 232 of the Trade Expansion Act of 1962, which allows the president to enforce tariffs for national security reasons. The investigation will consider risks associated with foreign concentration of chip production and the impact of foreign subsidies on U.S. competitiveness. This issue is significant as it addresses economic and security concerns, particularly regarding the reliance on foreign manufacturing for critical components like semiconductors. The U.S. is a major consumer of pharmaceuticals and semiconductors, but heavily relies on imports from countries like Taiwan, South Korea, and China. The administration's focus on reshoring production aligns with conservative values of bolstering national security and economic independence. Looking ahead, if these tariffs are implemented, they could lead to increased costs for consumer electronics and pharmaceuticals, impacting everyday Americans. However, they could also incentivize domestic production, potentially leading to job growth in these sectors. The broader political landscape might see shifts in public opinion as Americans weigh the benefits of national security against the potential economic costs. White House proposes drastic cuts to State Department and funding for UN, NATO, and other groups. The White House's Office of Management and Budget has proposed a significant reduction in the State Department's budget, suggesting cuts of nearly 50%. This proposal includes closing several overseas diplomatic missions, reducing diplomatic staff, and eliminating funding for nearly all international organizations, including the United Nations and the North Atlantic Treaty Organization headquarters. The plan is still in its early stages and faces potential resistance from both the State Department leadership and Congress, which will need to approve the federal budget. This proposal reflects the Trump administration's broader agenda to reduce government spending and focus on domestic priorities. Previous attempts by the Office of Management and Budget to slash the State Department's budget were met with opposition in Congress, particularly from lawmakers who emphasize the importance of diplomacy and international cooperation. These proposed cuts are part of a larger strategy to reduce the size of the federal government, as seen in the dismantling of the United States Agency for International Development and other soft power institutions. The implications of such cuts are significant. Reducing funding for international organizations like the United Nations and NATO could weaken the United States' influence on the global stage and create a vacuum that adversaries might exploit. Critics argue that diplomacy and international partnerships are crucial for maintaining global stability and advancing American security interests. The proposed cuts could also impact global health initiatives and foreign aid, potentially destabilizing regions that rely on this support. Looking ahead, if these cuts are implemented, they could lead to a shift in the United States' foreign policy approach, emphasizing a more isolationist stance. This could resonate with some conservative values prioritizing national sovereignty and reduced international entanglements. However, it may also lead to increased criticism from those who believe in the importance of maintaining strong international alliances and a robust diplomatic presence. As the proposal moves through the approval process, it will likely spark a broader debate on the role of the United States in the world. In other news, Vance allies are preparing to flex their antitrust muscle against big tech, signaling a potential shift in the regulatory landscape. Vance allies set to flex antitrust muscle against big tech. Vice President Vance's allies and former aides are poised to push the Trump administration towards aggressive antitrust actions against major corporations, including tech giants. This move is significant as it aligns with President Trump's Make America Great Again base while diverging from traditional pre-Trump Republican stances. The focus on antitrust measures against big tech stems from concerns that these companies wield excessive power, particularly in censoring conservative speech and controlling aspects of Americans' daily lives. Vance, a former Ohio senator, has been vocal about the need to break up companies like Google, highlighting a shift in Republican attitudes towards market regulations. Several of Vance's former aides now hold influential positions in the administration, shaping antitrust policies. Gail Slater, confirmed as Assistant Attorney General for the Justice Department's Antitrust Division, and James Braid, head of the White House's Office of Legislative Affairs, are key figures in this push. Their past work with Vance in the Senate underscores their commitment to challenging big tech's dominance. This initiative reflects a broader Republican critique of free market policies that have allowed some corporations to grow too powerful. While some of Trump's advisors, like Elon Musk, oppose these efforts, others see them as necessary to curb the influence of tech companies. The administration's approach contrasts with Democratic priorities, which focus on consumer protection and choice. Looking ahead, this antitrust agenda could reshape the regulatory landscape, influencing both domestic policy and international relations. As debates continue, public opinion may shift, especially among conservatives who prioritize national sovereignty and economic independence. This could lead to increased scrutiny of tech giants and possibly new legislation aimed at reducing their influence. Next up, Trump, Biden, and Obama administration officials gather to discuss United States security at a Texas summit. Trump, Biden, Obama administration officials gather to discuss United States security at Texas summit. Officials from the Trump, Biden, Obama, and Bush administrations, along with defense and intelligence experts, lawmakers, scientists, and investors, are meeting in Texas this week to strategize on maintaining American primacy amid a global realignment. The summit, known as Endless Frontiers, is a critical gathering aimed at addressing the future of United States security. The summit's significance is highlighted by Michael Kratsios, Trump's chief science and technology policy advisor, who emphasized that United States' national and economic security hinges on technological dominance. In his first public address at the summit, Kratsios urged active participation in shaping the future, underscoring the importance of advancing artificial intelligence, quantum technology, and nuclear tech. This aligns with Trump's recent call to blaze a trail to the next frontiers of science. The 200-plus attendees of Endless Frontiers will leave with a comprehensive game plan focused on developing a tech-savvy United States arsenal, reindustrialization, securing supply chains, and enhancing critical infrastructure. The summit emphasizes government competitiveness and the mobilization of national talent, reflecting a consensus on the need for technological and geopolitical strategies to counter global shifts, particularly concerning China. The timing of this summit is crucial, as the United States faces significant geopolitical and technological challenges. Rush Doshi from the Council on Foreign Relations highlighted the decisive nature of this decade, especially in relation to China's growing influence. The summit's location in Texas, rather than traditional hubs like New York or California, marks a strategic shift and underscores the importance of collaboration across different sectors. The Endless Frontiers Summit is co-hosted by prominent institutions, including the Council on Foreign Relations, University of Texas at Austin, Rice University, Texas A&M, and Baylor University. Sponsored by 8VC, America's Frontier Fund, and Overmatch Ventures, the summit is a testament to the defense tech boom and the financial backing it receives. Organizers have committed to a years-long initiative to maintain momentum with the establishment of the Endless Frontiers Institute. Looking ahead, the outcomes of this summit could shape United States security policies and influence global power dynamics. As the United States navigates these challenges, the emphasis on technological advancement and strategic alliances will be pivotal. The discussions and strategies formed here may lead to significant shifts in how America positions itself on the world stage, reflecting a bipartisan understanding of the stakes involved. All right, that's a wrap for this episode. If you enjoyed this brief and would like to stay updated on the latest episodes, don't forget to click follow in your podcast app. Thanks again for listening, and hope to catch you next time.